The Gemara Daf Chavdan Amud Aleph is discussing the Shiloh, whether the Rabbanan argued in Blesman Yaakov or not. The Blesman Yaakov held that there's a din of Nidri Zerizin, even when it comes to being Madi, your friend, to eat by you. And the question is, the Chachamim agree to that, or maybe they hold Nidri Zerizin is only in a case of Mekach Umemkar by Meicher and Lekech. And the Gemara brings a couple of rayas in Daf Chavdan Amud Aleph. So first, the Gemara brings a raya from Kainim Sheni, Nanaluchai Miyata Naito, Lubinchok, or Shachit, and Mishtecha, or Shulyayin. So money, who is this going like? If it's a Blaz ben Yaakov, then anyways it's not a neder, it's a neder Zeruzin. Ella Shmamina must be the Rabbanan. And we have a raya that the Rabbanan argued Blaz ben Yaakov. And the Gemara ends up saying, no, Lo'ilam is a Blaz ben Yaakov, and he's Maida over here. Because you could say, Svar of Lav Kalbana, the Mesani Minach, the Mesanis Minai. So over here, there's a makam to say that he's being made. Then the Gemara brings another Raya, Tashmai, Melechaber, Kem, Shetanan, Eli, Imatan, Nais, and Livni, Koshachit, and Shechab, Yishol, Yain. And the Gemara has a similar Shaka Vitaria, Time of Domer, and Achilles, Kabalti, Lav, Achi, Nedahu, Mani, Iblaz, and Yaakov, Nedrez, Ruzin, Havi. Should be Nedrez, Ruzin, shouldn't be another. A Lav Rabbanan, we see the Rabbanan argue, and the Gemara says, no, Loilam, Lez, and Yaakov. Lez, and Yaakov is made over here because you could say, Lam Makana, the Mehanina, Loch, Vatla, Mehanis, Li. There's a different svar why over here Blazman Yaakov would be Maida. And then the Gemara brings a third raya, and it says, Tashma Nidre Einzer, Nidre Chaber Shechel Etzel, V'chalu, V'chalu, B'nai, Shech V'nar, Alav Halki Nether. So money, who is this like? Yeah, Blazman Yaakov, Zeruzin, Havitz, and Zeruzin. Alav Rabbanim, must be to Rabbanim, Pligi, and we see that Chamim are Chaylik, and the Gemara says, Layon, Blazman Yaakov, Misavis, Dadim, Mizam, Lemizim, Alo, Dizamina, Adra, Lemizamna. And the Gemara says, really, it is going like Blazim and Yaakov, but the pshat is that you're making a kempt over here, that it's Adre the Mazamna Lemazimna. Not like you thought Adre Mazamna Lemazimna, but no, the Zamina Adre Lemazamna. That's what the Gemara is making it to answer this kasha, and it could be going like Blazim and Yaakov. Now, this third kasha, the Gemara asks, this third tashma, Kivega asks a kasha in the Gilead Hashas, and he says, what's the Gemara's kasha? Why can't we say we're going like Blazim and Yaakov? And he says, "Kashli dumma mayer ben mayer medvarv ein baran lel davcha falaf etzarachi." In fact, McVeger, the Ran said earlier on davcha falaf that the whole din of nidri zeruzin is only min hastam. But if you're mayer medvarv, if you say beferish, I meant to make a nether, I meant this, then about it, the nether is a nether. So why can't we make a mekimt over here that we're talking about mayer medvarv? And that would answer the kasha of the Gemara why there's no raya from here and la'ilam it could be going like Blazim and Yaakov. As I fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, Frek de Darchi David Akasha, and the Kasha Rabbi Kiveger. He says, why did Rabbi Kiveger wait to ask his Kasha by the third Tashma, but the third Raya? Look, you could ask the same Kasha in the first two Rayas as well. The same Raya as the Gemara and the Havina felt it can't be going like Blazim and Yaakov. And then the Gemara comes up with a sorry why it could be going like Blazim and Yaakov. So, Rabbi Kiveger should ask over there in the first Kasha, the second Kasha, then why don't you say we're talking about your Maimed Asvarov, and therefore it could be going like Blazim and Yaakov? Why did Rabbi Kiveger wait to ask his Kasha on the third Tashma? And you can't say that the this kasha really is going on the first two because the circle of Rabbi Kiveger, where he's Messiah his words, is on the third kasha over here. And when the Gemara says Iyo Blazim and Yaakov going on the third case, Bedafka, so it's clear he went out of his way to wait till the third kasha to ask his kasha, not on the first two. So the Darchi David says as far like this. He says that really on the first two kashas of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiveger did not necessarily have a kasha. Because the kasha is not on the makshin, really the kasha is on the tartzin. You know, the makshin always has the right to ask a kasha, but the kasha is on the tartzin. Why did he give his teretz, not the teretz of Rabbi Kiveger suggesting of my midvar? So Zokta Darchi David, on the first two terutzim of the Gemara, the teretz of the Gemara is much better than my midvar. My midvar is in the kimto. This case would only be true in a case of my midvar. The Gemara is saying a svar that it would apply in all cases, lav dafka my midvar, but there's a svar ba'etzim of lav kablana, lav malkana, that would apply across the board. And you don't have to make an akimta. Once you're not making an akimta, that avada is a better svara than making an akimta to say it's my midvarf. But Zakta Darchi David, the third kasha of the Gemara doesn't say a svara, the Gemara itself makes an akimta. The Gemara says, Mi savis dadi mizamna le zamina, loy de zamina adi le mizamna. You have to make an akimta, that's the case we're talking about. So, frekti bikvega. Once you're making an akimta, anyways, just making an akimta of my midvarf. Like the Ran said, we have a Yerushalmi, everyone knows this, there's then a my midvarf, which lechar is a more pasha of a akimta. And why did the Gemara have to come on to a different akimta? So you only ask this kasha in the third case where you have an akimta, and then you could ask, why make this akimta over that akimta? But the first two kashas of the Gemara, where the Gemara says a svar that apply in all cases, and you don't need an akimta, about over there, Bikvega would never have his kasha bichlau. And then the Darchi David ends off with a har on the Rashash. He says, if you look in the Rashash over here, the Rashash asks Bikvega's kasha on his own, but he asks it on all three cases. So the Darchei David is bothered. L'chara, it's not a good kasha on the first two cases. He doesn't know why the Rosh Hash asks it on the first two. It's only kasha on the third one, and that's why Rabbi Kivegar is medayik to dafka ask it on the third kasha. Now, l'chara, if you look in the Rosh Hash, I think the Darchei David's kasha on the Rosh Hash is not such a taina, because I think the Rosh Hash also went out of his way to say like the Darchei David. I think he's nachas to his svara. The Rosh Hash, Ba'amis, asks his kasha on the last case of the Gemara. He does not ask it on the first two. Once he asks on the last case, he says, oh, and also if he does, you could have been Paisha the first two Shilas as well. So he went out of his way, Bedafka, to ask it as a kasha on the last one, and he's saying, once the story is true, you could have been Paisha the first two as well. So he clearly was masking that you can't ask this as a kasha on the first two, because the Gemara is saying about a teres. He's really asking it as a kasha only on the last case. But once he's Ma'ar the Svar, he's saying, and by the way, this could have been Paisha as well. The Tarsan could have said that, but over there he's not necessarily asking it as a kasha. It would only be a kasha on the last case, l'chaira, just like the Darchei David says, and that's why Rabbi Kivegar went out of his way to only ask it on the last case of the Gemara.